Are you happy and excited to be here this morning? And how is the weather? The weather, you like it or not? I can see all of you are trying to feign yourself. I'll be very considerate today, noticing that we don't have the most favorable temperatures. We won't be here for too long, but I'm glad that you have come. I'm excited to see all of you here. Yes, we have been dealing with one of the most interesting and so profound and so outstanding themes of the Bible, topics of the Bible, which is the power to get wealth. And I'm quite aware that most of you have been praying along those lines and hoping and expecting to see God move in those areas. Yes, so few things that I've said so far, especially last Sunday, with regards to the scripture on the power to get wealth. So what did we say this power was? What is this power? What is this power? Okay, those pastors, you are going there. I can hear from you. You can use your microphones. Let me. let me hear from you if you were here, provided you were here.
Pindure.
Pastor, we read from the book of Deuteronomy. Yes, let's have it again.
Thank you, Father. Deuteronomy
chapter
8:18. It reads, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day."
This day, that's true. What did we say this power was?
Thank you, man of God. You said it is financial wisdom.
It's what?
Financial wisdom.
Okay. Let's put our hands together for the woman of God that has just responded. At least pastors are responding now. Let me hear from another pastor again.
The power to get wealth.
Pastors are looking for pastors. Yes, it is financial wisdom. Wisdom that covers your finances. And what you can see from that text is a possibility, because he starts off by saying, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth." So there is a possibility. Forgetting the Lord your God is a what? A possibility. Forgetting the Lord your God is a possibility. Are you following this? Are you okay? Forgetting the Lord your God is a what? Don't think it is impossible. Yet the Bible is advising you never to forget. You shall remember. You have to make effort to make sure that you remember the Lord your God. He's not generalizing it. He's not saying forgetting the Lord your God in a general sense. You can never forget that the Lord is God. You can't forget that. But forgetting God in the areas of your success, excluding God from your achievements, that one is a possibility. As of forgetting that God is God, the Lord is your Lord, you might not forget that one. But forgetting that God directly participated in your rising financially, that should never be forgotten. He was a part of it. He's still a part of it. And he'll remain a part of it. So you must always remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. I've something new to say every single day. I have a new scripture for every day. I can give you a new scripture for every hour. But that is never going to help you. This is what helps some of these topics to stick. We must sit on it until it settles on you. Okay? Yes. I once heard this from another preacher who was making a reference to what the man of God, Oral Roberts, had said. That one of the mistakes that most preachers make is wanting to preach a new message every Sunday, a new revelation every Sunday. He calls it a big mistake in ministry. And he said, when your listeners can almost tell what you're about to say, if they know exactly what you're almost going to say, they're just beginning to understand you. That's what he said. Everything that we have learned from school and we have understood, it was taught repetitiously. It is because the teacher was in a habit of repeating the same thing over and over again. That's why success rate is very low in churches. Our idea is to always wow you with new revelations every Sunday. Yet the purpose for your coming is so that whatever is being said has to settle in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. You become one with what is being said until you go to bed knowing that it is the Lord thy God who gives you power to make wealth. Know that. Every other scripture will come to support this one. Know it. Not just at the back of your mind, at the front of your mind, at the center of your mind. Know it. It is God who gives people power to get wealth. Whether those people go to church or they don't, whether those people don't believe in God or they do, still, if they are going to prosper in life, they require a power from God which helps them get the wealth. Are they born again? They are not. This power is not helping them get the heaven. It's helping them get the wealth. It is still God's power. Whether they choose to obey him, they choose to worship him, it's up to them. But still, it's God's power working in every successful person that you meet, who is doing things the right way, and they become successful. They are making use of the God-given power that helps them acquire wealth. It is the power of God. And that power, to a certain degree, to a certain extent, it is wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom. Financial wisdom. Wisdom for success. And when that wisdom comes, when God gives you that wisdom, you must know how to make use of that wisdom. Know how to apply that wisdom when it is necessary. Know how to apply that wisdom. So study about money. Study about finances. Listen to people that have made it in life. People with a proven record. People whose monies are authentic, genuinely gotten. There is the right way. There is the wrong way. The right way can be learned. You can sit under people that have achieved the things that you are still dreaming of achieving. Someone is no longer living in that dream. It has now become his reality. So you can sit under such people, learn, study. And when you walk with them, it's not just their money that you seek to hear about. Probably the money is being drawn by their personalities, their character. So you observe as they walk, you look into their routine, study their diet, look into the books that they read. What do they watch? What excites them? Why is it that most poor people are excited by things that will never excite the rich? So you study as you walk along. You are following an Elijah who is about to depart. And he guarantees you that if you see what happens to me as I am being taken, you will have whatsoever you ask for. So you must diligently follow those that have achieved until you see their ascension. And then a mantle might fall upon you as long as you are observant. Keep focusing on those that have achieved. Don't worry about what people are saying. Don't worry. Focus on those that have achieved. And when the day comes and the Lord is taking them, something of great importance is going to fall from their body. And these things are mantles. There is that grace that falls on people when successful people are ascending, when successful people are going up, and you're close, and you're observing. We celebrate you, Honorable. We celebrate you. Celebrate you. I'm aware. Yes. That's a great achievement. I'm looking for people that will hear what I say and they do it. The kingdom of God is not in the church. When you say thy kingdom come, you are not inviting the kingdom of God to the church. It has to be on earth as it is in heaven. You don't become the salt, you don't become the yeast until you are willing to mingle and to disappear into the system. You will never flavor what you are not a part of. So be careful lest we come here and we are busy salting each other. You preach from positions of influence. Daniel was a prophet to Israel, and he was in Babylon, in the systems of Babylon. Are you following me?
Yes.
Are we talking about power to get wealth?
Yes.
Understand that power is wisdom. That power is what? It's wisdom. Some of these things that you people are busy praying and asking God to do for you, He will ask you one of these days, these are things that I've assigned you to do. Churches have been known, number one, for abusing their members. Now they have gone on to abuse God. God is on a very tight corner now. We don't want to take responsibility. Most of the things that we ask God to do for us are things that God has given us the power to address. I'm saying this because I know we have got quite a number of honorables in this ministry. Huge number. I'm just using him as an example. But everyone here who believes is an honorable person must listen to what I'm saying. The wisdom that you need when God starts blessing you in this way. Because in life, no matter where you go, some of you might be here, you're trying to start a business, and all you think about is, how much money can I get out of this? How far you rise in life will depend on how connected you are. Connections are very important. There will come a day you will realize that no one is in need of your money. It's one day. It's not 3 days in a month. It's just one day. You realize I have all the money and you have no connection. Building connections becomes key in how high you rise. You need to be connected, and you must know people that are bigger, that are greater than you in that field. In this field of ministry, we have our positions. It doesn't matter, my position is low in terms of ministry. But to certain people who are still young and coming up, they also look up to me in as much as I'm not yet satisfied with where I am. But those that are coming up, they look up to people like us. And they understand, and they learn, and they study, and they become better. And people that are greater than us, we also look up to them so that we become better, we are improved. So where is the wisdom in all this? I've told you, we'll not be here for too long, but get this wisdom. Get this wisdom. All you need to do now is to look at, some few days ago I was standing over there, I think I said, it's not about a new idea. It's not something fresh that you're going to start. It's something that people are already doing. But it is the how part. How part. You can improve on that. Study. Sit down. When these things are coming, how many years ago did I advise you to study politics? Many years ago. So the study. Understand politics. If you don't understand politics, you have no even understanding of the Bible. If you don't understand politics, it's most likely you don't even understand God. He's a serious politician. How do I know? I've been to his rallies and I've seen him decampaigning other opposition leaders. God himself, he says, there is no any other God besides me. That statement in our own body language, though you know the person I.
This is where you say it down with them.
You have no understanding of the Bible of God if your understanding of politics is limited. But what you need to understand now, there are people here today who are suffering, who cannot make it in businesses simply because they think politics is dead. It is the people that are dead, not politics. The term politics covers all aspects. There is politics in church, there is politics at home. You were between you and your wife. Murugu politika na muritu.
The two of you are political.
The two of you, you'll notice that somebody is going out there to get votes from your children. There are things that you say to your kids just so that you get their vote as a parent against your opposition leader. Your husband. Yes. I remember one day the team came to me when I was alone. And they asked for fizzy drinks. Can we have some? And I gave it to them. And I knew. That's politics. So they know if they want to drink anything, if they want to eat sweets, they can only enjoy those things in my presence. Not when the right person is around. They know in terms of principles, mom is more solid than dad. Dad is reluctant. They can enjoy those things while he's focusing on something else. So by giving them access to the forbidden, I'm gaining a what? A vote. Despite the consequences, because this thing might end up destroying their lives. But sometimes as politicians, we don't look beyond. We don't. But mothers are more focused than fathers. They look at the future. Sometimes she says, no, it's time for them to do homework. Let them finish first. And I say, I know, allow them to play. Let them play. If they were to vote, she would lose the next election. And yet their entire future is hinged upon the principles of the mother who knows what she is doing. Handing these kids into my hands, I can guarantee you I will mess them up. They will eat whatever they want. And before I know it, they will all die. So I'm just saying this to show you there isn't any place that you can find where politics is not happening. Yes. Knowing how to maneuver politically is what has kept you in this ministry. You. You know rallies that have been conducted against you. So you do it the right way. So what you need to understand, which is key, I would consider this one key to you and to everyone listening to me. You must always know the people that have sacrificed their integrity by lifting you up. Have a list of those people. Know them. You'll come across several other people that might appear to be key and significant, yet they were made. Look for the maker. When you find the maker, in this case, like you are in politics, you know, I don't usually say these things from this place. You must understand, we're talking about the wisdom for success. Most of you don't know how to apply this wisdom. That's why I have to sometimes act like Nutaura, Nima grade 2, Nima grade 3. Though I know Panima graduates, some of you are graduates, but Mama, some are just arriving. We have new people coming in every day. Your connection, number one, which is key, you must always know. When you have a leader, in this case, I'm talking about the president. Now, that's your major connection. Whilst I'm telling you, I'm telling everyone who's looking at me who thinks I'm talking to you, everyone. You must understand how temperatures are controlled by people in authority. I've seen levels of submission and honor. Some of you might not realize why I have so much respect for him, the president. Even when they came here, I saw a level of honor that most people are not even aware of in a private place. The level of honor that I saw when they arrived here, I'm not supposed to be sharing this with you. That's after I don't know how many months now since they left this place. Both of them came, the head of state and his deputy. And if you are to observe the way they conduct themselves, who arrives first?
Deputy.
You look at myself, I'm standing here, I'm already preaching. You look outside, you can see some people arriving, right? Mm-hmm. If you think you only go to church to learn protocol, think again. You think again. So I want you to understand something here. For your own information, when they got into the boardroom, they were escorted in, and I was coming from behind, sorting some few things. When they went in and they were settled, I then went in. For your own information, hear this. The one that was seated next to the door was the deputy president. The vice president was next, close to the door. Then when I went in, first of all, I went to him. Then I knelt down and I greeted him. I asked him, how are you doing? The vice president. And he looked at me. This is him. He looked at me and he did like this. He could not respond to my greeting. It was an indication what you're doing is right. I would have wanted to tell you how I'm doing. But the man is here. It's not, now, follow me. It's not in a public place. It's the three of us in there. He's struggling to accept a greeting in the presence of His Excellency. And I had to go to the president and greet him, and then I came back to him, and he was comfortable talking to me. It's in a private place. If I want to learn serious things myself, I don't go to church. They are so close to each other, but look at the level of honor. Look at the level of respect. Are you following this?
Yes.
Should I be telling you some of these things?
Yes.
So if I see the vice president honoring the president, I will honor the president, because the man that I also honor, who is the vice president, is honoring the president. How does that help me? How is that ever going to help me? I'm one of the men who can stand boldly, and there cannot be any proof otherwise. Never gotten anything from the government for free. Unless maybe I didn't pay for my ID. No piece of land, no money, nothing. Anyone else can be seen as a bootlicker. Not me. I'm not asking for anything from authorities. I have no crime that I've committed. Yet some of you are criminals. And you struggle to what? To honor. You might say, I don't care about what he's talking. I don't care about the president. But for your own information, even if there is going to be any other leader apart from him, the man who sets the pace, even if there is going to be any level of democracy in any given environment, the man to sing the chorus is the head of the state, and the rest of the population will have to dance to that song. Democracy is not for the people to choose. It is chosen by the president, and then the people will enjoy. It's up to the man on top, even if such a man is to lose an election, to concede would become the most good environment for whoever will be taking over from him. It is because of one man. So there will come a time, all of these people that have voted for you, they didn't vote for you, they voted for the president. I want you to know, because some of you, you rise not because of the president. Some of you will rise because of me. You must know that. Am I sharing wisdom with you? So everything that you are going to do, lose every other relationship. Keep that relationship. Your friends, these are your two friends. Your president and his vice. These are your most trusted. These are people that when you are talking to, you are so guaranteed they are not recording you. The rest, why? Because they have bigger voices to protect. They have bigger voices. In that conversation between the two of you, they are the bigger voices. They wouldn't want their voices to be. The rest of the people. So, connections, now that they've put you in, what you do now, unlike your friends, you go back to your people, go back to the community. What those people want from your people is not much. Little help. Those people out there, I'm telling you, What they are needing from you, honorables, are basics. Basics, basics, basics. When I talk about basics, I'm talking about water. Just clean water. You make sure wana mama wako wewe.
Like those mothers.
Waningina wako wewe na zako tsitsi.
And those younger brothers of yours.
They must enjoy your reign. They are not saying, build an island for us. Now that you've gotten into this position, prove to them it was not just their vote that you needed. Genuine love and care for the people. Bring in projects to them. Let the community benefit. Your time to rise will come. It will come. Why am I saying all this? Some of you, I don't want to be tempted to begin to tell you what we are doing, and yet we are not even politicians. I don't want to go there because some of you already know. But I'm talking to you, people. If it means you are going to lose your position and you lose your people, still remain with these key people. These people should be dear to you, okay? And you go back, what you promote is the love of the people for their leader. You stand in between. They will say all sorts of things about you. Don't take it. You openly say it is because of him. He is allowing such a thing to even happen. People of your age, How old are you? 31. Some people, when they look at me and they see me as nakungwara, and those any other nakungwara,
and they see me as someone who's unintelligent.
I've realized for some years now that people, chawanoto kungwara,
vachizi. What they call intelligence, they don't even know what that really is.
Chinonzo kungwara vanavadi.
They have no knowledge of what wisdom really is.
I have heard this myself. I've sat under pastors who were not even good preachers myself. And after getting a single opportunity to preach, I had people, members of that man, coming to me, holding their heads like this. What a word. We've never heard this ever since we joined this church. When is our pastor going to give you the next opportunity to preach? We have never enjoyed church like this. These are people. But there's a man who gave me an opportunity to preach. That man is always better than me. How do I know? If I were him, I wouldn't have given a person like me an opportunity. Are you following this?
Yes.
You people, are you following this?
Yes.
Look at someone next to you. Can you really see that he's understanding that this wisdom is also covering him, or he thinks I'm... It's a simple advice. You see social media because of what I'm saying. What you need to understand is, let's say you have another president that you prefer, which is okay. The one right now in position should give way, should allow that one that you prefer. If you say yes and he says no, the two of you, you and whoever, you must understand this, child of God, understand this. You argue with this, you'll be struggling for the rest of your life. Make life easy for yourself. I'm saying this standing here as clean as I am. This is not a cover up. Forget it. I can blast whoever I wanted anytime. Anytime. I'm never in the business of criticizing people, attacking people. And there's a reason why I don't do so. Because I know how to do it. And I know if I'm to do anything, hardly can a person survive. I know it. So listen to me with no bias at all. I'm teaching you because I know soon you will rise and you will forget. You will forget. You will forget. You shall always remember the Lord your God. You shall always remember His excellence, for it is He who has given you the power to get the position. Understand that there will always be people used by God. I've received advice from key people in my life. Do you know, there was one time, I told you when we were having a seminar, I think it was about 2 years ago when we were having our pastor seminar, when I told you about an advice that I got from the former First Lady Grace Mugabe. We were in a seminar and I told pastors that I got an advice. It didn't happen 2 years ago. I told the pastors 2 years ago what she had, a message that she had sent through certain people to me before I even met her. A good thing that I had done. It was at the City Sports Center, I think it was during Christmas or something like that. And I came out and I was giving people money. I don't know if some of you can remember. I went to the overflow and I was making sure everyone receives money. Because to me, it had a spiritual significance. Are you following this?
Yes.
Yes. And she told me how terrible, how dangerous that was. In as much as it was a good thing for the people. I'm educating all of you. Isn't there a proper, decent structure? A proper way of doing it that can really help the poor? Unlike this style. And I listened, I took that advice, and I never did it again. Is she a prophetess? Is she a woman of God? Wasn't there wisdom in what she said? Though I never spoke to her, but it got to me. She knew how to approach and to thank me for the work that I was doing. But this style, why? It's somebody who might have walked that path before. He know the consequences of such acts. That's why I told you, I don't always listen to preachers when I want to excel in life. Even you advise me. You think it's criticism. The next time you will see me improving. I will improve. That was an amazing wisdom. I thought about it. I said, how could I miss that? I'm a prophet. Yet I missed it. Only to be advised. This cannot really help. But look at the massive work that mom is now doing. You can't compare that to what we try. I'm not saying everyone who is doing it, it's wrong. I'm just saying, she said that given my stature, anyone else can do that, but not you. You are bigger than that. Wisdom.
It's the day for wisdom.
So Go back to your people. Listen to their cries. Attend to their concerns. It's not necessarily how much funding you are going to get. If God has funded you with a good heart, that's the first capital, a good heart. The few people that have chosen you, they have hopes. Try to get into their minds. What are they thinking? What sort of a life are they expecting? Why they voted for you? What were they thinking? Try to create that in the name of He that has given you power. Remember Him. Remember Him. If you think leaders have no power and you are a preacher, all you enjoy is a microphone and a few speakers around, and you say whatever you want to say, and you think leaders have no power. When COVID hit, it was presidents that decided that we stay in our houses. None of those preachers ever had a service. Whatever they preach, don't go by what they are saying. There was no car, including your pastor's car, in the road. So what are you talking about? Even if a pastor had said, I release you now, we are lifting the shutdown. Those are moments of realities where you get to know who sings the chorus. You argue with that, you'll be poor and you'll suffer for the rest of your what? Your life. I'm teaching you this because this is going to be key. When God has given you the wisdom to make wealth, you must understand the importance of connections and submission and loyalty. Let everyone in the system know you to be Mudara's boy. Don't worry about whatever they are. You know what you done, Andrew, in politics full time?
If I was active in politics full time.
You would see and hear about the not
things that
not for myself. No. I've been under authority for years. I know what goes into loyalty. I know how the humble will be raised by God at any given moment. I know. Someone might come today, and if you are new, you think I'm talking about the president today. I talked about him before he became the president. Yeah. Risking my life. I risked my life. The minister was in Zimbabwe, I was a Zimbabwean. His enemies were Zimbabweans. And how do you come out and you pray, you ask the people to pray for a man who was not the head of state? The rest of the people can be coming now playing around the president as if they love him. No. No, 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 no. We said only prayer can save this man. Not talk of a position, only prayer. What was I in need of at the time?
We have to help each other because some of you don't really reason through these things well.
Because he's saying this about the president. He was not the president. And whatever happened when that happened, the man himself was on the run. That people are saluting today like this. He was on the what?
Run.
For his life. How dare you support such a person? I know the state of this nation. As much as people are hungry, people are suffering, I can paint a different picture. I can show you where would have been today if he was not the president. I can show you. Guys, we have no elections anytime soon. Okay? I'm giving you wisdom. Okay, if you're going to register a company, you're going to register it where? You're going to be doing business where? So you thought, we had UFIC borders. All of your connections are in here. You know Pastor Soren, so where does he work? You're going to transact with his assembly. You're a cross-border and you know nobody from Zimra. I'm not talking about corruption. I'm just saying knowing. You don't know anybody. Every person you have in your phone is from church. Forget it. Forget it. I've never asked for anything. My life is so simple. I have everything. I have enough food in my refrigerator. I eat that. I have enough clothes. I have my humble home. I stay there. That's it. I don't. When I travel like any other. I don't even have a diplomatic what? Passport. But when they give it to me, of course I will thank them for realizing their mistakes. It's a big mistake. They should have offered me that and I say, no, thank you. But when I'm traveling, you will see me just like you. We'll be in the same queue. My life is that simple. Don't look at it as if it's too complicated. No. You see? But I'm saying this for you. You need those connections, some of you, more than I need them. You. More than I need those connections. I'm a man, right now you look into my head, there is no dream. There is no desire for something that I'm saying. If I get to that, what is that? I've told you this over and over. There is nothing that I wish to buy, even as a wish. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I meet rich people, I'm the one giving them money. Ah.
Ah, what's not
I think you would know.
I'm saying this so that you don't struggle when the power is given for you to get the wealth. You shall remember.
Yes.
You shall what?
Remember.
It's one thing that will never cross my mind. My intention, yes, it is to raise politicians. Not for me to be raised as a politician. No. Because I know. If it was power that I would have run. Simply raise it, I would have run.
Just to give you a sample.
I
just feel like running for.
No one knows we are winner.
You think that I could lose this one as one?
You, Fungaman.
Come on, think about this.
It's a no-go area. Because I know it will keep me busy from my work. But I can raise key people who are not timid, who are not cowards from this place. What I'm saying today, I said it when the commissar was sitting over there.
And I said, these are people who are cowards.
I always say these things, unless you are new here.
And I said, these people are cowardly, they are afraid.
Nochka.
You are afraid.
Oh, politics is no rice.
Oh, politics will get you killed.
But
are you alive as you sit there?
Is this life? It is I, the Lord, who gives you wisdom. It's wisdom. The power is what? Wisdom. If I get to your workplace and I see how you submit to your boss, and you have a struggle submitting to your boss, I can derive prophecy from that. I know you're not going anywhere. So what you need to do now when you start rising, you look at your life, you must start making adjustments. When they call you honorable, be the first person to honor your life. And your patterns are supposed to be adjusted to that honor because they are looking at you now. Wherever you go, look, God has blessed you with height. They see you. That's why some of us, we behave. God did not give us a supporting structure for mischievousness. They are noticed, they are monitored, trying to find an issue against you. Whatever was done wrong in the past, let that be the past. From now going forward, live an honorable life. Because as people rise, these are things that they forget. And sometimes their lifespan in politics is short-lived. Short-lived. We short-circuit all those things by the way that we conduct ourselves. Before anyone else can come and honor you, honor yourself, honor your family, honor your children, honor your seniors, respect them. respect them. Like some of you are serving in this church, and I know a lot that serve in different offices. If you are given a position to protect even the head of state, you are standing over there and you are ready to receive a bullet. You sign for that. There are people today ready to die for a man who has been elected into office. A man who can lose an election. They are willing to die. So if you can stand and support such a man, how about a man who has been appointed and voted for by God to come here and stand here and decree things over you, wherever you go? I'm not saying don't forget me as if I need anything. No, your success will become my joy. But don't forget. Don't forget. When God promotes you, you will leave this place. Some of you will be staying far from Zimbabwe. And you will think this gospel is Zimbabwean when you are watching us live from abroad. You will think it's a Zimbabwean anointing. You shall remember the Lord your God. When you rise, no matter how high you go, remember there is always the ground. The ground is waiting for you. The ground. Some planes, they fly at 10,000 feet. Some at 20,000, some at 40, some at 45,000 feet above sea level. No matter the size, no matter the power, no matter the speed, all of them at some point, they will have to land. They will have to come. So create that connection with the basics. Basics. Don't hide your face from the poor, from your community. Go back to them. And I'm going to run my projects. So now most of my garden, one big bowl, which no go is what industry or chemu farm, which poro amas with a mafenzi gana chik and a madomas gana ching and gava shand. Assume about millions.
And give them projects to work on. Just one industrial bowl is enough to be able to give the community a project for their sustenance.
These people are not, they are not Googling kuchagama Bugatti.
They're not looking for Bugattis?
No. All they need is a decent meal. Mwanaka kuna kuenda kuchikoro. Achizoka asina kudzigirwa fees.
And come back home
that's
without being expelled.
That's all they're asking for. Arwara, akangoenda paka nearest clinic. What on a shelf, iriji, pegged.
If they ill.
Zuma bandage, zichi, zitsono, tsono, zuma dripi, nechi, 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 nechi. That's it.
If those in need of medical care can visit their nearest clinic and find it well stocked, that's it.
That's it. And I'm like, she better know what ne my farm brick is here.
People of God, a hospital can be built even with farm bricks. How much is an organ?
Phone is a dizimari.
What do our phones cost? People aren't
difficult.
And the things that they want are very small things.
They are not asking for helicopters. Basic things. Mwana wangu, aende kuchikoro, ajiga. Mwana wangu, angoene uniform mbiri zvadzidzo kuchinja.
If my child can go to school having eaten.
Mwana wangu asashaye bhuku.
They can have two uniforms on if they can have a book that they don't need to share with another student.
you provide that, the blessing of God from that gesture will begin to fall on you. And don't focus on that. It matters when only the King likes you. It matters. The rest, varandao, sewe.
They are also servants like yourself.
That is why number tawara pepe to ajinji wenyu wakaziya kuti wakamakwa na ningina ningina ningi. Hauna kubva pano. Kuzo wakaziya kuti murandawo mishaichi munhu.
No matter the challenges you've had with the other members, you never left this church because you understood the position of those other members.
Ndikutaura newe semubereki arikuonekana nemwana akuzosumuka. Ndokutaura kunoita mubereki.
I'm talking to you as a parent who will say goodbye to a child who is about to run. I'm advising you as a child who is about to rise.
However you rise, I will ask you in the future this same question. Who are you connected to? Be so close to keep people to a point where they feel comfortable talking to you. They know that
they know you don't have ulterior motives.
Brain is nisiko patafura kudai sodzoonekwa. Kuti ya na mama intentions.
Where your brain can be placed on a table and analyzed and it can be seen that you have no other intentions.
When there is something needed, you must be the first person and feature mfungwa dzomunhu mukuru. But I'm going to call this person and talk to him. Those people, no matter how big, no matter the life that you see them living, they have no genuine friends. I can guarantee you this, every president that I know is a lonely person. They have no one to talk to. You might not believe it.
You might not believe it because you're thinking of how populous the country is.
Every meeting, no one is coming in there who has a genuine spirit, genuine heart. Everyone telling the president, I love you. No, it's something else they love. So you provide that as a politician for your people and for the man who has given you the what? The power. This power is being given to people by people. And you must always remember those people. If you remember those people, I can tell you, these are set rules, set and established principles that you live by them. You can never go wrong. Yes, some of you are young at the time that God is raising you up, and you are bound to make mistakes. All of us are supposed to be ready to forgive. Because we all make mistakes. Because we are all growing. We are improving. We are becoming better. So, hey, speed is...
So the country, and they'll advise you to slow down, to take it easy. Don't do too much.
That's how servants talk to each other.
If you listen to the conversations of servants, and yet you are the son of the king,
that is going to spoil your relationship with your father.
Were you here when we read that verse last time when I talked to you about Samuel and how when he was the judge?
Deputy Angaran.
Who was the deputy?
Vanavake.
His children. You're just moving around with these Bibles, but you don't read them.
That's why inini ndakatongo pakubva pakutanga ndakatongoti kutoita kwacho politician handingatombozvigona munosokera vandibvisa.
That's why I said that I might not even run because you remove me eventually.
1 Samuel 8 verse 1.
Aiwa ndekare ndekare nodo bedzi vanhu varangarire isatange nyaya iningi is breaking.
That's an old verse.
Breaking news.
So that this doesn't appear like breaking news, because we've covered this before.
May I read it, Father? When Samuel
was... I said, leave it.
If you call that corruption,
I myself, if you call that corruption, if I were to become the president, I don't have a single child who wouldn't be working in the government. Not a single one. What's wrong with you people? Even you in your own church, you try to call and invite your own relatives to be part of that.
Corruption.
Is that corruption? This, I'm telling you, the sin that I would have committed if I was ever going to run.
Mwanawaka.
His child, another child.
Because whoever
you're going to put in that position is somebody's child.
Akuna president wachamufoka wana wachavotera anotagara pano kanganwa vake.
There's no president that you're ever going to come across.
Forget it.
Who having been voted for is going to forget his own
people. Forget. Rota food.
If that's what you're dreaming about, find another dream.
Kungo mad drama ku acta vanhu vasito vapinda.
It's just a drama, it's just acting before people get into power.
The next thing you get to the office, one after the other.
The moment he gets in, you visit his office, you see a queue of his relatives coming in and out.
You call that corruption? Wait until you see Jesus coming back and see who is going to be allowed entry into heaven.
Won't it just be his children? We want to see when your God comes and the world is said to have ended and people are entering into heaven. We want to see if it's not only his children that are going to be.
You see the same happening in heaven. You will be asked of your identity. Were you connected to my son, Jesus? And you will say, you wonder, you will talk to your friend, Shama, corruption here, Tera.
Say, my friend, that corruption, I'm seeing it starting again here.
That's why my life is this simple, because no more realities and Ezinu.
Because these are the realities. And when you hear it from here, you now realize, it dawns on you that even in heaven it is so.
Who is Jesus? Where was he given that position? His major title is sonship. He's a son. He did not call his father my friend. He was promoted based on what? Sonship. Inini, I'll be more comfortable kubikirwa nomunhu wandinoziva kuti anondida.
Personally, I would be more comfortable having someone cook for me when I know that they love me.
Haudi kudya chikafu chaunoti after 2 minutes unombotanga uchimboita break uchiteerera mudumbu. Wodya uchiteerera uchinzwa kuti chiri right here.
You wouldn't want to have a cook where you have to analyze the movement of it in your body after every 2 minutes.
Deliverance kubva ku stress dzira unnecessary.
This is me delivering you from unnecessary stress.
Zangu yako na yeye.
What time is it?
I'm saying this because I know this is what is going to work against my gospel. This is what is going to work against my declarations. This is what is going to work against my prophecies. That God is lifting you up. Your life is going to change. This area is what is going to bring you down. If you don't manage it well, don't lose key connections. Gonna lose a friend, no matter that person is a wife. Gonna tanga ku deteriorate.
When you start losing a friend, even if they are your wife, and the relationship starts to deteriorate.
Waraskiriwa nemukadzi.
Just having lost your wife.
Utoona kutoti ah muviri wewe wakutopera.
And you see that the body is now starting to slim down here.
Auna waraskiriwa nemukadzi chete, waraskiriwa nomuviri.
You haven't just lost your wife, you lost even your body.
Utano waenda kwete mukadzi. Don't lose key people.
Thank you.
In your life. Ini ndine munhu one wokuti dai nani ne hore wacho nechine chi. Amai andikumirira kuti muzwe newspaper.
Yeah.
Iri ndinoto.
I'm one person that even if I was for up, you wouldn't hear about it in the paper.
Vanhu vatombondiziva.
People just don't know me.
Kutongoti vandaba makunga kunga nechine chi patotsvagwa kuti toivhara sei.
For you to hear about it from the rumor mill and ask looking for how we can close or make sure that the issue never comes to light.
Nguva ito zviti vhuvhuvhu panapa hanyaya murunzwa ende chokwadi ndakadai.
Ndichibva
panapa ndikuno continue.
Just come here and then within a few minutes I tell you that the issue you've been hearing about is the absolute truth and as it is here, I'm going to go and continue.
Kanda lose ho vanhu vanguva chinditeerawo, it's okay.
And if I lose a few people that are following me, then
it will take me years kuti ndizoi ndaluza because vanotangira kuruzira kunze uko. Ko overflow ndiri muno.
It will take me.
Izva number check out overflow iri kwera, handitombozive pamwe ndakatoruza vanhu kudhara. It will take me time to know.
It will take me time to know that I've lost people.
Because ndakabva pa, haisiri nyaya yema numbers, haisiri nyaya yekutsvaga kudiwa.
Because I'm no longer looking for
and
numbers.
And this preacher anotsvaga ma likes. Iwo uona misoro yese zvai.
I'm not looking for likes. If you count the heads in here.
Nai ngane nzara yema likes here nawe dwe.
Why would I be concerned about likes?
Kuti kubatsirai kuti kukudza icho rarama life iri simple.
I'm just helping you telling you the truth about how simple life is. Live a simple life.
Time iri kupera.
Time is running out.
Time iri kufamba muchingo nyeya. Time iri kufamba muchingo taura.
Time is running out whilst we're just talking about
time iri kufamba muchimirira my next elections.
And you're waiting for the next election. Time is running out.
Manitswa?
You hear me?
Madetsa hatani anomhanya next election iri kuya uchavhotera waunoda but waunoda iye anofanira kubvumiwa.
The next election is coming, you will vote for the one that you want.
I vote weg
has to be allowed, has to be permitted.
Ndipo cha understand kuti zvinhu izvi usazvi stress.
And that's where you understand that you don't need to stress yourself about these things.
Chaunga ngochemera kuti vanhu vagara mu positions of authority ngavatigadzirirewo mukana.
What you would want
wokuti tichige ukawana mukana we ubatisise.
For the people in the positions of authority to create opportunity, a conducive environment. And when you get hold of that opportunity, hold on to it tight.
Iwane chinhu chiri pauri chinongoita kuti uve ne exemption. Even wekanzuru pavano aiva achidzinga madzimai emadomas kuno mwana osara akagara pakuda kuti ane dondoro chete. Dondoro.
Have something that you're doing so that even if the people from the council had to chase away vendors, you also have your own.
The advantage, dondoro iroro.
Even that walking stick would be an advantage to an old lady who's running from council.
Wana chokubata. Chinokusupporta vese pavanonga vachitiza. Vamwese vachifana nenzara. Wana chokudi.
Have something that you're holding on to that helps you to survive so that even as people are
vanokutarisa vakuyemure vanokutarisa vanokushora kuti akaremara but ndo vanenge vachimhanya every day.
Those looking at you won't admire you but they will be the ones that are running every day.
Unoda wisdom kuti urarame panyika panapa. Life inokurwadza.
You want the wisdom to live on this earth, life can be painful.
Muzaya, life inokurwadza.
My grandchild.
Some of us, we study. There is no country is in our political problems as we speak.
There's no country without political problems, even as we speak.
Hakuna.
None.
Hakuna.
There's no country.
America yacho muranda. Zvikweret.
Even in America, it's just servitude and
you know, gwesha pamberi pechina, so tiregererwo zvikweret.
It bows and kneels before China, trying to increase the amount of their debts to borrow.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The proper and most refined politics, you will experience it when the Son of God finally features. Unelected. When he comes, there's not going to be any democracy, no election. He will come. Jesus, they complain about dictatorship. You will see him coming.
Everything that you've said and thought about dictatorship, you'll see when
he comes. Unannounced, no Congress, no one in heaven knows when he's going to come.
One day he just wakes up and says,
parliament, and he comes. Why? And
separate the sheep from the goats.
And you say,
guys,
and
then
you say, Kubi, Uko, Charu no Chirekoko. Support one government.
And the only thing they'll be burning for is not supporting the one government of God.
There is a hell for not supporting God's government, a hell. So far, whoever has not supported the government has not been chased from Zimbabwe. God will chase people from earth for not supporting his ideologies. Then you will understand rulership is not what you thought. Authority is bigger, greater than what you thought. Am I educating somebody here? So lessons that you can take from this now is from this place, apart from business and money that you're going to make, please make connections. You don't even know who the lawyers are.
You don't even know who the lawyers are that are in here.
About Mparewemos.
And there you are, you're constantly committing crimes.
Kanokamuziwa, shamunu adira mchechi ndiyutu wakuitireji, mahara.
Oh, you know, but the thing that you want the ones from church is because you want them to do things for free.
Make better connections.
As you're leaving the church after the service and you're having
and it saves the appear, my wind muri two mchitawa, mvunzo good you are no shanda kupa.
You should be able to ask yourself, what does this person do?
Friend Yagoi.
This is your friend, where do they work? What do they do?
One thing you say.
What do they sell?
What do they sign?
What do they sign? This person. This person.
Atina kuti chirasa hama tirikuti topa wedzera wotsvaga vamwe.
We didn't say disconnect from your family. No, we're just saying add connections to those relationships that you already have.
You need a friend that you can call uri pa border neta problem.
A friend you can call us at the border.
Kuti rango rango sumuka all of a sudden ndapa border vari kuda 10,000 more. But it's okay, I'm sending it to you now. A friend, asina kubvunza kuti inoyarini.
A friend who you can call when you're at the border and you're stranded and you tell them, I need $10,000 to cover my duty, and he sends it to you, no questions asked, and he doesn't care when it's coming back.
Utanda kuprofita kwanasi.
And then you can say you didn't get a prophecy today. Can you say you didn't get a prophecy today?
How many investors are coming into this country? Many. When they look for a local person, they are looking for a local person who is connected locally. And they know they are safe. Don't only keep your prayer partners. You need more connections.
Am I being heard well?
The importance of your health, even as a man. Kuti no matter anointing yawakatakura kana body yaparara. Satana nabasa nazvo.
You hear me talking like this? This is the type of conversation I have even with pastors. Last time we
the importance of health, and now God is going to talk to you about it. The angel of God will come and advise you. No. Telling them my own personal life in Jerusalem, Chiremba in Anuya, Achitora Roparango, Inin Rambro Parno Torwa.
And I tell them,
my checkup said, Ungangango, Nama. Totoranganago Ropa.
How many times do we get our blood drawn?
Kawan Bagore.
Once a year.
Rangu in any east.
My own blood.
Chiremba Noya Otora. Oh, no checkers, Jesuco Vaco Foods.
The doctor comes and he draws my blood.
Nemino, I check as they say, no one
eats
so just as rewrite it.
From my head to my eyelashes, everything.
In Nino Woods, when I'm married to Gurwarane, I don't know.
I have the privilege,
but Nagam try
of hearing from God about what I might be
over. Maraga and Nagato Woods, Agari, but what Nagos and Yan, did you remember?
And God is told
you, Guna Matres and Litiga. Do you have another one? Waranichi, Nichi, that's why.
I can come here and act like Superman. I can perfectly able to do that.
And in our life, and in a part of me, and no fungota iparidzik, I would zik one. In innate my level, I go to Europa and Bono Nai. Utano and Wagamira say, what Zoka Narabuta? Satan Bonota no Agada. Do I want to profit out?
I don't have a part of my life that I can't preach.
Zvirwere zvamakuzoya nazvo nhasi zvingadai zvakaonekwa kare zvaitorapika ipapo makensa mamata akunetsana navo panapa kunzi mwari ana zvodzora chiringira pera ani ngasinonya zvozodzwawo uyu munhu uyu anamatirwawo ani ngasiri kunyatsoziva kuti zvaari kuita haizi kensa chete zvinhu zvingadai zvakaonekwa mari dzaidyiwa idzi kana achitenga mahonda fit nechi yanga iri mari.
The money is that you've been spending buying little vehicles like Honda Fits and so on.
Imari yakanyimwa chiremba angadai akangoya akatora ropa.
It could have been spent on a doctor who could have done your blood tests.
In wisdom, yes, for what? For success.
All of this is wisdom for success.
As in a story, as a child's woman, I actually found that Baba is really right here, within a faith and deny.
But if I preach these things, someone will ask, is it correct, my father? I've got a feeling that I have. Should I go to a doctor or not?
Be strong. Be the first supporter of yourself. She finance you will.
Finance yourself.
Chichinochikisa na yedu. My authorities apana kana one anochikisa.
What's so terrifying? There's not even any single authority.
Ushamari wega wega uripo.
Just friendship.
Though and this oshaya vanoda kundi terera.
Although I don't fail to find those that want to take advantage.
People, they try every time. Some other time they came here. Don't the people that came here, I think it was a week ago or so. Then I was told that there's people who are weird. What they'd come to do is something good, something that we have accepted. They'd come here to immunize. Rana.
You mean as children?
So I was told by security kuti tine vanhu vauya. It's from the ministry, health, and they've come to immunize vana, to vaccinate vana. So they're coming, they're telling me that it's okay.
What should we do? That
we didn't have that announcement last week. Tell them they are going back. I will not hand over a single kid to them. What I would do is to make an announcement, and we look for the consent of the parent. I'm going to go to the next week.
And one of them said, And I said, if it's a question of the fact that they are of the nation, then they should be immunized at home and not here. When it's now breaking news that children died at church, no one's going to come out and support us and say, no, it was our fault.
My reasons are so logical.
I'm giving reasons that are so logical.
How can people have an argument over such a simple thing? Come next Sunday. I will personally make an announcement and tell the people what the program is.
That's the program that we're going to have.
I don't know about Draco.
And the guardians must
vari munyika muno Mazimbabweans ne chi but vana vangu avazva minister avazva honorable vana vangu vana vangu.
But my children are my children.
That's what I understand.
In this nation, and they are here. They are not the minister's children.
But I cannot do something chiri bad kumwana wangu hurumende kasapitira.
But I can't do something bad.
But apa suggest that zvinhu zviri good for vana.
But I was suggesting
it's not anything
good.
But it's just 7 days. You come back. More na umwana ari papa medical record yake. Mana Africa has that. Kune medical record. Something as simple as that.
You see the child and their medical record.
Hakungosvika ngobudisa injection wakutobaya mwana vanhu vachitofa vachimhanya.
You can't just bring out injections and then you're randomly jabbing children and you don't know the medical history.
Ndiwe imushonga uyu. Haana unga akabaiwa kare here.
What is the medicine for? Have they not already received?
Kombereki. So tinotangira kudzira mire pana. Nemaparidzi reda yema hours akakabaiwa sanda tanga. Kanogwina sanambopedza.
And then they start going into feverish conditions here, especially with the way that we preach for such periods of time.
Handusi kuti mushonga wacho unora tumotocha dzona kudya inzara dzega dzega.
It's not that the medicine kills, but some of them are hungry, they haven't
eaten. You prepare for medication. It's something as simple as that. And rambo apa mukana kuti vataure nema doctors here kuti namutaura nema doctors no ma doctors ava pastor church ine.
I didn't give them the opportunity to talk to the doctors. The doctors don't pastor this church.
But listen to the language. Kuti munhu akada kutaura ngezi fari kuti uda kuzviita ni vanhu ava vazvako. Apa namba kuti ndivangu. But munochitera kudzimba dzavo muchidi zvei?
Didn't say that.
Pavanga vanganira inini panapa. Vanonge vanganira injection zvavo. I don't know unopinda pavabvunza kuti
when they gathered here, they didn't gather for an injection. If you don't believe me, you can go in there and ask.
But uno zvizera mataurira anda vamwe vanhu mataurira avanoita kutadza ku represent more authorities.
But you understand,
such a language cannot come from an authority.
The way certain people speak, they fail to represent authority.
These are average people. And we are asking them, how do we even know that you are coming from the Ministry of Health? Mm-hmm. You are not giving us even a chance to verify with the authorities.
Mm-hmm. What if you just parked your kombi outside and then you came here to start jabbing our children?
We're
not even allowed to verify?
Muraturambe, muraturambe.
You want to verse?
There are people who think with some of us tinezvo zvatinotyira. Tinotya kuenda kujeri. Majeri takato astada variko vamwana mayezi vari vapenyu varivo. We don't care. Such a mistake can never happen. No one can come here almost under us dora mwana. Security of vomits.
One can come here. Kana
wauya panapa vari under our care. We do everything to make sure they are safe. Kana yazo story yevana vashaikirwa pachechi pani pamakandio.
And finally it's a story that
yeah, yangu ndeka,
went missing at Makandio's church. Now it's just me in the spotlight.
Vanotiwa anobiwa kumwe kweso kuzvikoro unechi.
Children are being stolen everywhere else in schools.
Pana pano fananga ine nyasha.
But here you need to have grace.
Ani ndizvozvo.
Isn't that right?
Yes. Ndikokudza izvinhu zvinoitika kubackground kuti muunderstande kuti kana Mwari azokuposition now, you must have that resilience.
I'm telling you,
know how to stand your ground. Kufamba tichiregwedere kudai izvo hazvirevi kuti tiri weak.
Walking in such a relaxed way as we do doesn't mean that we're
weak. Ndikokudza izvo izvo so that you don't copy everything, you start to learn to walk like your father. No.
Why am I telling you this? So that you don't copy everything.
Baba wako harisi kenduro.
Your father is not a candle.
Be bold when you go back there into the market. Fight for that tender. Kote kuramba uri munhu anotangada kubvunza mubvudzi akawanda wanda kuti manje apa panenge pakutange paneka corruption munhu achanenge ari kuda katipi nechine ndobvudza prophet unoti kudii.
Don't always be the type of person that needs to ask too many questions.
Then rini wa ndibvunze prophet. Ita zvinhu zviri safe. Ita zvinhu zviri pamutemo. And put enough pressure.
Yeah.
Mare haizvozombofa yakauya wakarara.
Money will never come out to sleep.
You need to make noise about it. And Mare kana kusubudza at any level, stand your ground. Vanda kukupusha vai vai, ndo vanodonha, vachikupusha vachidonha, vachikupusha vachidonha.
They push you, they fall. And God raises you to any level, stand your ground.
Asi zvare makawadzi izvo. Best breed yema politicians. Inobva pana.
The best breed of politicians.
Best breed yema doctors inobva pana.
The best breed of doctors will come
best
from here.
Best breed yema lawyers.
The best breed of lawyers.
Constructors, ma engineers. Inobva pano ma nurses, ma teachers vanobva pano.
They will come from here.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
With this kind of wisdom, there is no way you cannot rise. As you are going to give your seed, you put it on the altar. As you walk out of this place, you are walking into a better place. Any disease in your body which is disturbing your progress, your concentration, I disturb it now.
I receive.
That disease comes out of your body now.
I receive.
May you recover now.
I receive.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive.
I pray for you that in the next 23 days, a significant connection.
I receive.
A key person will come into your life.
I receive.
A key person who will change your life forever will come into your life.
I receive.
23 days, I pray.
I receive.
May the heavens send a significant personality into your life.
I receive.
Whether he's a local person, whether he's a foreign person, but someone who can change your life for good in terms of connection is coming.
I receive.
I speak this as a prophet and I know it is going to come to pass.
I receive.
In the name that is above every other name.
I receive.
I want you to get your seat. Please go to the altar. I'm here on Wednesday. Right? Wednesday. Wednesday, we are here, youth. I know there's an issue that you raised about our sons and daughters who are given to drugs. And I realize that we need a special service just for that, not to mix this one, this youth service, with that. That one is too massive. So you make an arrangement so that we can have that separately, and then I minister to people who are under drug abuse, and I'm going to try the best that I can to help them. But
this one.
When is the E?
This Wednesday.
It's heart to heart. Come, youth. We are telling you.
Come and let's discuss our issues.
So, if you have a friend, you invite a friend. If you have got a boyfriend, you invite your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Make sure she's here. Also, there's going to be an explosion, prayer explosion, Friday here. Friday, everyone. If there is everyone here, I want everyone to raise your hand. If there is everyone, raise your hand. Okay. I would want you, something wonderful is going to be happening here. Make sure Friday will be here. It's an all night. We're going to be ministering unto the Lord. It's going to be massive. So just make sure that Friday you are here. Youth, Wednesday, we are where?
Yeah.
We are here. Now, look at your neighbor. Find out if they have a seed. Just find out if they have a seed. A seed. You are going to take your seed to the altar, and I want you to expect a divine connection that God is going to give you. A massive connection that is coming your way. It's not going to take time. Soon and very soon, we'll be celebrating you again in this place. Choir, give us a song.
Thank you, Baba.
Kamali usina lirato uga ushupa ushe wa modimo lere uga rapela kamale usina lirato uga ushupa ushe wa modimo lere uga rapela usina lirato Rapella, what's in a lirato? Lereoka, Rapella, what's in a lirato? Aratanini, Potimo Kilirato.
Ari ratane, 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 ari ratane